Good morning. Welcome to Sunrise this morning. We are just going to appreciate that everybody could come here today. So if you want to get up and greet your neighbor, say good morning, say hello. Going to start the service with a How Great Our Joy hymn. It's number 144 in your hymn book. And if you could please stand in body or in spirit. Well, by the sheep we watched at night, glad tidings brought an angel. This morning, the pastor's office hours this week are on Tuesday and Thursday from 10:30 to 1:30 p.m. So that's when he'll be downstairs in the office. We have this morning, there will be no Sunday school today due to the drama presentation. Super exciting. But afterwards, we have a bunch of refreshments, so feel free to join us after the service. Is our candlelit service. It'll start at 6 p.m. The Christmas Eve offering this year will be designated towards Gull Lake Center. That's a great camp. To the campers, it's 100th anniversary in June, which is launching there in September, which is a seven-month program of discipleship and leadership training. So thank you in advance for any checks payable to Sunrise Community Baptist, so you can review them later.
so we can pray and have our tithes and offerings as we continue our wonderful time of worship. Father, as we have begun the service again, just expressing our joy and lifting our voices to you, we praise you and give thanks to you for all the joy that you have put into our lives, especially your Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks, Father, for again how you continue to bless us in our time of need, provide for us in our time of need. And may, Lord, what we give so graciously, Father, go and again bless the ministries that we're doing here, and bless the ministries, Father, that you are allowing your light to shine in, Father, with missionaries, with teachers, Lord, again, just in the ministry here at Sunrise with the play. Father, use these tithes and offerings, again, to honor you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Today we relight the first two candles of the Advent wreath, the candle of hope and the candle of peace. Now we light the third candle of Advent. This is the candle of joy. As the coming of Jesus, our Savior, draws nearer, our joy builds with our anticipation of his birth. From the book of Isaiah, we read the words of our Lord. But be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating, for I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. Isaiah 65, verse 18. From the New Testament, the words of Paul to the people of the church at Galatia, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22-25. Let us pray. We joyfully praise you, O Lord, for the fulfillment of your promise of a Savior and what that means in our lives. Thank you for the gift of salvation through the birth of your Son, Jesus. Create us anew as we wait, and help us to see your glory as you fill our lives with your living Spirit. Amen.
We continue to come together to be able to lift up each other with praises and prayers, as we again just walk and journey life together. And so we want to take this time again as we continue our worship to gather together to pray with each other, and want to invite anyone that may have some praise items or even some prayer requests that we can be praying for. scripture, Kelly. So, yeah, the joyous time that that'll be being together with family. Yes, amen to that, yes. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we come, and as you have drawn near to us, we come and we just bow our heads, giving great thanks for the joy that you've brought into our lives. Or even, Father, the great thanks, Father, that the joy that you extend to us, Lord, and just being reminded this Christmas season. Lord, we praise you, praise you, praise you for providing for George. Lord, for giving him a new job. So, again, that is just wonderful on how you answered that prayer, Lord. We thank you, Father, how you just continue to walk with Joshua Lee and just being a blessing, Lord, in his life and just the support that he has from his grandma and his mom. Continue just to be with them. Father, we ask your hand to be upon, again, as we come to this time of season where people gather together as family and as friends. May you provide protection in travels. Lord, as Audrey travels, have your hand upon her. And many others here, Lord, that will be traveling to see family and friends and loved ones, Lord. We ask, Father, again, as the Christmas season is upon us, and as we cannot get away from it, Lord, the message and the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, again, drawing everyone near, Father, Sarah's family, in reaching out to them, that they would come to a personal relationship with you. May this time of season, again, just speak to their hearts, Lord, with your special gift. We give thanks on how you continue to walk with Ed, and how you continue to walk with Melanie. May you continue, again, to give them strength, bring healing, Lord, to them. And just ask your hand upon Kelly, Lord, as he goes to continue his treatment for physio. May healing again just come upon his body. We offer these prayers up to you. You're just a wonderful and incredible God to be able to listen to us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
In body or spirit, we are just going to rejoice with the good news that we have coming in our next hymn.
The Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Give heed to what we say. News, news, Jesus Christ is born today. Oxen as before him bow, hay is in the manger now. Christ is born today, Christ is born today. The Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now we hear of endless bliss, joy, joy. Jesus Christ was born for this. He has opened heaven's door and Master evermore. Christ is born for this. Christ is born for this. Good Christian men rejoice with heart and soul and voice. Now we need not fear the grave. Peace, peace. Jesus Christ was born to save. All's known and called to all to gain his everlasting hall. Christ was born to save. Christ was born to save.
You may be seated.
Christmas season comes upon us every December, from gifts to Santa, to snow, to sleigh, to jingle bells. But again, in the midst of the dark night, with candles lit and stars so bright, there is one special gift that is always made known at Christmas. Is that your child? Come and enjoy the message of Jesus Christ's birth.
Wow. I wish Dad would get back soon with Sarah. It feels kind of neat being able to share Christmas with a homeless kid. How did she get to be homeless anyhow? Well, I hope she appreciates all these decorations. We worked hard at this.
Like you, Shatak, who turned the paper chains last year and argued that they were just childish junk. We made those for our first year of school.
That's different. We made those when we were in first grade and they were just junk. Yeah, I don't know. Don't we try to say Santa loves everyone? Will Sarah think Santa didn't love her?
I never thought of that. But I'm sure that we make Santa so much part of our celebration. But I'm sure that he loves poor children as well. And we learn in church that God loves everyone. And I'm sure that includes Santa. Wait. To see you.
Would you like to hang it up?
Sure.
What do you think? Pretty neat, huh?
I never saw anything so beautiful before. It's almost like magic or something.
We've grown as Santa all our lives, even though now we're too big, really. Sarah, did you ever talk to Santa?
No, I figured he didn't like me or something. I mean, I never got any toys. And I've been asking for our mom and dad for a while now, but nothing has happened.
Thank you.
know they'll stay forever.
Now, Danny, you'd be nice. You just have to tell them that we're on our way out. They'll understand. It is Christmas Eve.
I don't mean to be rude or anything, but carolers?
That's carolers, Sarah. Carolers. They sing Christmas carols. Christmas carols.
Carolers. Why do they go singing around it?
Sarah, at Christmas time, we celebrate the birth of Jesus. We sing carols to remind people of the good news that God's Son had come to earth. Shall we sing a song for you today? Let's sing Away in a Manger.
Glad you carolers came by. more beautiful than you could ever imagine. In fact, it's so beautiful, it's perfect. The problem is, heaven is so perfect, God can't allow anything sinful or wrong to be there. Unfortunately, we all do wrong things, and because of that, nobody would be able to go into heaven when they die. So a long, long time ago, God sent his one and only Son, Jesus, to earth. Like the song we just sang, Jesus came to earth by being born in a manger. And as Jesus grew up, he's the only person who never sinned or made any mistakes. Now because of that, he was the only one who was able to pay the price for all of us to get into heaven. That includes you, it includes me, and in fact, all of us here. The only way Jesus could do that was to die on the cross. But since he was God's son, God brought him back to life. And because of that, anyone who chooses to believe in Jesus and follow him can go to heaven. So you see, Christmas is a time to celebrate Jesus' birth. Santa Claus is like a legend. It's for fun. But I can see now that we've been having too much fun and we lost our focus. We almost forgot what Christmas was all about. Here, let me read the story of Jesus' birth in God's special book, the Bible. We find the story in the book of Luke, chapter 2, starting in verse 1. Now try to imagine what it would be like over 2,000 years ago when Jesus was born. Issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds. Shepherds living out in a field nearby, keeping watch over their flock at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Today I come to bring you good news, a great tidings to all people. In the city of David, a child has been born, who is our Savior."
Oh.
the stars are brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul fell its worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Call on your knees, O hear voices all night divine, oh night where Christ was born, oh night divine, oh night divine.
Wait to learn more about Jesus tomorrow. I sure am glad I came with you.
Tomorrow morning we're all going to church to celebrate Jesus' birth. Then we'll talk some more about how we get to know him in a personal way.
Well, 2 days down the road I'm supposed to be Santa Claus, but somehow I don't know.
Court only goes so far, it means I gotta stay in one spot. That it was fabulous. Just brings again a smile, a joy, and I'm like, I want to be up there too. But again, Wonderful singing, just wonderful time. Thank you, Audrey. You know, thank you, Cast, again, for all your hard work and just your love of wanting to bring the Christmas message to family, to us, and the music. It was just wonderful. Thank you so much. I would love for you guys to turn with me as we continue to talk about the message of joy this morning. And guaranteed, watching the play definitely brings some joy to our hearts. But turn with me to Luke 2, chapter 8. Luke 2, verse 8. I'm going to be reading from verses 8 to 12. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the town of Bethlehem, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Let's come together and pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we have walked through a drama to share of the message of the birth of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come now again and look into your word. And allow us, Father, to hear your voice, to allow your Spirit to work and show us again the spirit of joy in Christmas. What a great pleasure, what a great joy to be able to, Father, be here and to have you share this message with us. Today is the third Advent, and we're working, of course, around the Advent wreath. And so far, the candles that have been lit have been hope and peace. And now we come to the third candle. Now, of course, you may notice that it's pink and not purple. There are three purple candles and, distinctively, one pink candle around the edge of the wreath. The pink candle in the third candle represents joy. But why specifically joy? Why not have pink for peace? Why not have pink for hope? Well, the traditional reading of the third Sunday of Advent comes from Philippians 4:4. And it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice." As a result, the third Sunday of Advent was set aside as a special Sunday, often called G'day-day, Sunday. It's Latin for the word rejoice. One of these things that people love about Christmas is that it truly is a joyful season. The warmth, the excitement, the pleasure that the season brings just kind of wells up within the season. And you see lights, people are singing songs, decorations are in your homes and around the malls. We celebrate getting together with family. We're excited about Christmas Eve and excited about Christmas Day. We share gifts. Truly, it's a joyful time of year. Probably the most joyful time of the year than any other month, from January to December. Because January is definitely not very joyful, because then you look at your bank account and your credit card statement. But I can't help but feeling that sometimes the world hijacks people's joy in the season from what the true meaning, the true joy that is centered around Christmas. I found it really neat that the play centered around someone. In a sense, I got the feeling of being a foreigner, someone from afar coming to spend Christmas. And every Christmas, yeah, every Christmas, I would probably say so far, that we've had people into our homes. Some have been immigrants, and it's their very first Christmas. And they get to come, and some have actually never experienced Christmas before. And here they come into our homes at Christmas time to experience what it is. When it gets down right to it, the real joy of Christmas comes down, doesn't come down to the lights or the decorations or the music. But the real meaning, the real heart of Christmas, is truly an astounding good news that Jesus Christ was born, the Savior, into our world. Not again just 2,000 years ago, but again, every year in the season, we talk about Jesus Christ being born. From the beginning to the end, the Christmas story punctuates numerous times moments of joy. They all center around, again, the birth of Jesus Christ. You can't get away from it. You can't get around it. At Christmas, you can't even spell it without the word Christ in it. I don't even know how to actually say Tmas, but it has no meaning. Christmas. You can't enter into the true joy of the season without Jesus. Because having joy is more than a moment. It's more than just the season. The joy of the Advent and Christmas is hard to come by for some. Yes, Christmas can be a time of joy for some, but for others, it can be a time of sadness, a time of brokenness, a time of worry. But for some, it's not that way. Where can they find joy? When we look at the Bible, we discover numerous important points about experiencing joy. The first is that joy is the fruit knowing that God is near. And as I continue, just sharing that we don't have any slides this morning, because I just wanted to allow you just to follow through on your inserts on the points that I'll be sharing this morning. At Christmas, we celebrate the Word made flesh who lives among us. In John 1:14, God had visited his people and promised us that we will never be alone. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. That is his promise. In our midst, he offers the people he loves the fullness of joy for which we were made. When we accept that friendship of God, we experience joy. In chapter 4, verse 7, it says, O God, you are to my heart richer than all. And in Zephaniah 3:17, it says, Shout for joy, rejoice, exult with all your heart. The Lord is in your midst. And then in Luke 1:28, Rejoice, so highly favored, the Lord is with you. Part of the reason why many of us struggle to find joy at Christmas is because we confuse joy with feeling good or happiness. That has the sense of the Christmas season. Is that all of a sudden everyone seems to be a little bit kinder, a little bit nicer, a little bit more willing to give or go out of their way to help others, to make them feel good, to feel happier, to give a gift and see the smile and joy on a child's or a family member's face. In the world of advertising, which peaks at times like Christmas, we're encouraged to feel good all the time. Whatever it takes, whatever you need to have in your hands, or whatever trip you need to take to make you feel happier. The truth is that no amount of material things, stimulus or comforts or trips that you might take will compensate for the lack of joy that many experience in the depths of their souls. They end up experiencing is emptiness. The source of our joy is not in what we have. It lies in emptiness. Emmanuel, the name which means God with us. The second is that the joy found in the Bible, which comes about through God's saving work. God's presence among his people is not static. He's not one to sit still. When his people experience his salvation, joy overflows in abundance. When his, looking at Luke 1, verses 4 and 49, Mary's spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for the Almighty God has done great things. You also see in Luke 15, in the three parables, in the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the prodigal son. And there, out of that, is rejoicing. Rejoicing flows out of the restoration, the healing, the forgiveness that transpires out of those stories. In Psalm 51, verse 12, this is David's prayer, and it says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation." See, there's a link. There's a connection between these two. There's no true joy without salvation, and there's no true joy, there's no true salvation without joy. The two go together. They especially go together in those scriptures which tell us the Christmas story. What this teaches us is that joy is produced from God's action in our lives. It always moves us towards harmony with him. His spirit moves us from slavery to freedom, from dark to light, from turmoil to harmony. God's always forming in us to become more perfect in loving, in kindness, in caring, in giving. When God's saving gift came to us through the birth of his child, joy was a result. A third is that the experience of joy comes from God's salvation, leads us to worship and praise. In Psalm 43:4, it says, "There I will go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God." In Psalm 81:1, "Sing for joy to God, our strength. Shout joyfully to God of Jacob." And then Isaiah 35:10, "They will come to Zion shouting for joy, everlasting joy on their faces." And then if you heard from Isaiah 65 this morning when lighting the Advent candle, there Isaiah speaks again of joy in his people. Christian joy cannot be confined to one's private life. It's not individual. As the angels announced on that night of Christ's birth, Christianity, it's good news. It's news that causes great joy for all people. It's a gift of joy that is extended to you. How many of us take a gift and never open it? There's great excitement for us to rip open that paper and see what is inside. And seeing what's inside then gives us joy for that gift that that person has taken great care to purchase. Well, here Jesus has taken, pardon me, God has taken something so precious, so wonderful, and given it to us. The shepherds returned to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all kinds of the things that they had heard and seen. The joy of some is the joy of all, and it's found when people gather together rejoicing. They rejoice because of having thankful hearts on what they've been given. Each year you've probably heard the story over and over and over. And sometimes it might even seem to be redundant. But the funny thing is ever since I was a child, I've been hearing this Christmas story. I'm 49 years old, soon to be 50. So I would probably say that I began to hear the Christmas story probably when I was probably about the age of 5 and having an understanding of that. It has been the same story year after year after year. And what I've come to understand as I have come to experience and embrace and open up that gift of joy that has been given to me is that the message is clear. God's not looking for ways to scare us into faith. He drew near to us to relieve our worries, to take away our sadness, our brokenness that we have, and bring us into a relationship that will be filled with great joy. See, God wants us to know that He's going to take care of us no matter what. One of the names that I've already mentioned, that He was called long before He stepped here on earth, was Emmanuel, meaning that God with us. The birth of the Savior is good news of great joy for all people, because a Savior is exactly what all of us need. If you have the means to pay what you owe to God, then you don't need a Savior. If you have the ability to be able to live a life that God calls you to live, you might say, I don't really need charity. I don't need a Savior. I don't need this good news. Some people might need this good news because they're messed up and they don't have the means to bail themselves out. But I'd actually truly just rather stand on my own two feet. But the truth is that we all owe a debt to God, and we don't all have the means to pay. We need a Savior. And the good news is that the Savior has come. When we see how much, when you see, when I saw how much that we need a Savior, that we need Him, this good news will be to you the greatest joy ever. Christmas is all about joy, because joy comes from Jesus. And Christmas is all about Him. So my prayer is that you will choose this wonderful gift of joy. Choose this joy that the story of Christmas offers. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, as we sit and we ponder and thinking about, Father, when our grandchild, when our first child, or any child that has been born, the great joy that it brings, Father, to our hearts and to our lives. Father, you used the birth of a baby to reveal your love for us, to show us, Father, that the joy that we can have in you. May we, Father, embrace. May we, Father, choose and open this wonderful gift that you have offered to us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to come and finish off the wonderful service this morning with a great hymn, again, that just really exalts the Lord, exalts the message of Jesus, and again, centers our hearts and our minds on what Christmas is